Hello and welcome to the first 2021 Lockjaw Records podcast with me, Rob Piper. And this year, thought I'd mix it up a bit. And each ep, we're going to have different guests. And for episode 1, 2021, I've got new Lockjaw crew members bought. First thing I typed into Google, or first thing that came up when I typed into Google's, so Borts is air-dried meat cut into long strips which are hung in the shade. The Mongolian nomadic lifestyles and the local climate conditions gave rise to specific methods of preserving meat. So, I mean, it's a very...
I love the shade.
It's a nice way of preserving the meat. So...
Oh, you got to preserve it.
And the second thing that came up was Borts are a three-piece punk band from the southwest of England.
Oh, we're second now.
Number two!
Hell yeah. Much better than it was before. We're
climbing.
Yeah, we're definitely climbing that SEO.
How are we going to take that meat out?
I don't know, man. It's a popular...
That's the way the world's going. Less and less people are eating meat.
True.
But more and more people are liking Borts, so maybe that's the balance.
Yeah, let's try and get the ratio like equal. As people stop eating meat, they have to listen to Borts.
So, hi guys, how are you doing? Can we just go around and have a little introduction?
Yes. Who wants to go first?
Seems like you do.
Yeah.
James, play the drums in Borts.
I'm Dom and I play guitar in Borts.
My name's Tom. Play the bass, sing the songs. Then you got Jo, she's got the flow.
I like how everybody is in Borts as well. Band,
well, yeah, I'm terrified of her. Especially after that Big Brother thing.
Yeah, that was quite the story at the time, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What'd she do?
Tell me, yeah, that was a huge story.
She was racist.
I thought that might be the case, but I didn't want to say without concrete evidence.
How is it got
this guy? This guy's just like the guy. Like, oh, I was just testing you when he asked for the answer.
The last podcast we recorded together turned to Big Brother within 2 minutes as well.
It did.
Why not?
I saw on a poster, sort of secondhand poster website that I follow, like Instagram account that I follow, that a season one Big Brother, like original tube poster or something like that was for sale. And I just thought of you, Tom, but it was too expensive for me to buy you as a gift, I'm afraid.
Oh.
How much are they going for?
It was like 70 quid or something.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah,
which season?
Season
it.
One.
Season one. Yeah, season one not worth it. Season four?
Five's where it's at.
Is it? Five. Really found its feet.
So
what would you do if you... Sorry.
Yeah, we could,
I was going to carry on talking about Big Brother.
I mean, this answers one of many of my questions, which is like, formed out of a long-standing friendship and mutual love for Big Brother. Was obviously missed out on that.
Yeah.
People forget how much of a cultural touchstone that was.
It was pure comfort, you know. You got something to do, every day.
Tom went to a recording of one of the episodes.
Oh yeah, I was in the audience for like one of those after shows.
Nice. Which season? Who was in it?
Oh, I don't know. It was like the when it moved.
Yes, you do.
No, it's when it moved to Channel 5. I didn't care at that point.
Yeah.
You're in it for the nostalgia.
Do you reckon people will still be into it now? I mean, like, being locked into a house, isn't that...
Is it still going?
It would be safe.
I feel like people still... Yeah, I feel like people still share videos from Big Brother, but, like, no one watches it. They just see,
I've got no idea.
Shared videos.
Well, it is my lifelong dream to be in Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
That's it. You should... Yeah. After this album's released, then...
It's, I mean, who had heard of the Ordinary Boys before Preston went in?
But they've heard of him now.
All right, nice. Well, I'm going to go with James. And for the listeners out there, James, could you describe Borts to someone who has never heard you?
Well, I suppose like the most obvious and easiest explanation would be melodic punk rock, you know, I guess. But I mean, the album that we've recorded is fairly fairly varied front to back, to be honest, just because it was written over such a long period of time by Tom, and it came together in the way it did, and that was that. It's just a sort of amalgamation of all of our influences, really, which range from, you know, all sorts. I'm not going to get into the depths of it and show off our fancy music taste, but, you know, it's it, I mean, you know, it's built on punk rock, but goes in various directions from there.
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of pop sensibilities in there, but definitely with the harder edge of punk, I would say.
Yeah,
which
sure.
is makes it thoroughly enjoyable. So, how do you get such sad songwriting to sound so happy?
Tom.
Well, and what you got to do? you sing a tune to yourself with no words, until it's there permanently in your head, and then you fit words to it that you're feeling afterwards, and the rest is history.
There we go. There's the technique right there. I didn't know it was going to be so literal, but thank you. I'll try. Nice. So I know, I mean, James, you said you didn't want to get into it, but maybe let's take a couple mutual interest top bands for you guys as a band.
Good question, actually.
So rather than your specific ones, all three of you,
or bands that all three of us love,
if that exists, if they do exist.
Yeah,
like the really old school ones we liked when we were kids was obviously all the same.
Green Day,
you know, like. Green Day, Rancid, bands like that.
Definitely.
Now, maybe it's a bit harder to find. Maybe Taylor Swift, we all love. So.
Solid. Well, I don't know about her output last year, but...
It was good.
Have you seen the documentary?
Tom, not a fan.
I watched the thing on Disney Plus, about writing the first one that she released last year. It was enjoyable. I enjoyed it. Mm. But yeah, what Tom said... Like all the bands we used to listen to when we were young teenagers, stick around.
What about contemporary
bands?
Bands?
I mean,
Joyce Manor.
We all like Pup, right?
I like Pup.
Good band.
I like Pup.
I think it's those. Jeff Rosenstock.
Yeah, Jeff Rosenstock, for sure.
Love Jeff.
Yeah. So you kind of get the idea from that, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. And you can hear little bits of those, definitely.
Yeah.
But with your own twist, for sure.
Yeah,
nice. So we've had a couple of singles so far. I say a couple. There's been EP1 and then a couple more. So what's your... Dom, what's been your favourite single that you've released so far?
Probably Broke Alone, I think, is the best one. People seem to immediately like that one. And people have described it as sounding like so many different things that it must be hard to pin down. So I like that. Probably Broke Alone for me.
It's a good one.
What's the, with the writing process, I mean, like you're saying that Tom... Is he Tom the main songwriter, and do you guys have much hand in the development afterwards?
Yeah, there's a bunch of songs before we started the band that maybe like some old bands that Tom and I were in used to kind of play bits of, and then Tom kind of formed them into the new songs that he would just play like acoustic on his own, bring them to practice, and then Taylor B and I would just kind of try some different stuff out over it, and it ends up sounding like a completely different vibe, which might answer your earlier question of how do you make sad things sound happy.
Yeah,
sorry.
Tom, you look like you're talking into a big
fist.
Like
yeah,
I'm smelling the fist.
Or it's like one of those like perfume bottles for men.
It looks like that sort of like, is it like Anarchy Fist or something like that?
Yes, I know the one.
Yeah.
You would find drawn on the back of those army coats that people used to wear.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be a good next single cover. Just have the Anarchy Fist, but it's actually a sock puppet. Yeah. Flaccid Anarchy Fist.
People get mad at us for using the symbol.
Yes, I'm sure they would. Yeah.
like when Tom wore that pagan thing, and the guy got really mad at him.
Oh right.
Wasn't it just?
Yeah. I wish I could recall that story.
Something about like a pendant on a necklace, right? And then
I was wearing the peace symbol on a necklace. And a guy in a pub like verbally attacked me because I was like misappropriating his religion's symbolism, and I was just like, "Hey, peace, man."
Peace, brother.
Where was that? That's a deep guy. Deep guy in a pub.
If you had been to this pub, you would understand.
Right. And so, we mentioned Broke Alone, great tune. And we've got, we had The Nurse as well. Absolutely great tune and great video. So where did the idea for the video come without giving too much away?
Well, we can give as much away as you like.
It was Ed's idea, wasn't it? It was Ed's idea. The guy who directed it and shot it, Ed Hobson, shout out. And originally it was just going to be like loads and loads and loads of dogs just like chasing us through town. Then we realized how hard it is to control like one dog, let alone multiple. So we opted for just Tailby's dog, Larry, who doesn't get enough credit.
Chance
really.
Larry, he's a good lad.
L dog.
Have any of you actually been attacked by a dog before?
Thankfully, no.
No, dogs love me.
I had some close calls as a child, but with neighbours' dogs. But
is it the same dog or was this?
I won. Let's just say I won.
Well, I'm picturing like one of those old cartoon strips, like the Beano or something.
Trying to make it to the end of the garden, and the dog's like, nah.
The Beano ain't got nothing on me.
Were these similar sized dogs to Larry or?
No, bigger. You know when a dog does that thing where when you're a kid you think they're smiling at you, but in fact they're mad at you. And they want you to go away. There was this one dog in our street that always did that to me.
Damn. Right.
And I'd be like, hey, he's smiling at me.
That's the innocence of youth.
And that was the start of my inability to read social cues.
So there was nothing in the like connection between the little dog mistaking you from being a air-dried meat cut and wanting to just nibble on you.
That would have made more sense.
There is now.
That's a deep cut, fair play.
Yeah.
I hadn't really thought about it till then, but you know, these air-dried meats go far.
It all makes sense now. I get it.
What is like an air-dried meat? Talking like biltong, that sort of thing?
Borts.
Borts, yeah.
I believe it's.
It's like.
What is that?
It's like jerky,
yeah,
right?
So.
Jerky.
I don't trust it dry in the air.
No, me neither.
There's loads of bad stuff in the air.
Yeah. Why does every other meat have like 5 days, and that when you do that to it, it lasts for like months?
If I'm having meat, I want it soaking wet.
Just leave it out in the sun for a few hours to get it sweating.
I want it weeping.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, after the weeping meat, I'll come on to that. So Me and the Demons was the most recent track that we released. Where did you get the names for the demons from?
Just thinking about horror films that I've seen, and when their names are shouted, when they're trying to get the demons out, you know, that kind of thing.
Like your classic exorcisms type vibe.
Yeah, you got Pazuzu in there. He's exorcist. Valak. I think that was in The Nun. Not a great film, but a good demon name. And then if you just type in list of demons in Christianity, this is a big list, and you find the ones that rhyme.
What was the last one? Like, Baal.
There's Baal, which is quite a famous one, but then there's Vual, which is like V-U-A-L or something like that.
Is it when you do it live? I just think it's the same one every time.
Yeah, me too.
Realize you. Okay.
Well, you see that live video. We're singing different things.
Oh yeah, that's true.
What about Graham and Andy?
They were just placeholder names at the just to sing the melody.
No, they're these fucking guys.
This group of four guys.
These fucking guys, we know.
Yeah, I think hate them. I think that was just in the moment.
Yeah, I think it was.
But yeah, then we're worried about whether people we know who are actually called that would think they're getting an unearned shout out.
Yeah, we did have a...
Listen, you guys, it's not.
I feel like it's something from... Did you guys ever watch Ugly Americans, that cartoon, a couple of years ago? Just and there was...
I never saw that.
No, no.
It's like about a guy who he's dating a demon's daughter. And the birds in the sky have human bums, so when they do craps, they just poop on the foot. You have to check it out, Ugly Americans.
And really by birds, weird. You don't mean women, do you?
I wouldn't dare to be so derogatory.
With human bums, no less.
Yes.
that's my favourite kind, baby.
Yeah, because we all know. Birds don't usually have human bums. They have bird bums.
No, they don't. I can't quite picture it, actually.
I'll send you a link now, actually.
Please do.
Oh!
I can imagine Andy and Graham would be demons in that. That's all.
Okay.
I mean, we've got plenty of times at the weekends now, so Ugly Americans is a good one to
that sounds fun.
Explore.
I love a cartoon.
Mm. In my head, I'm picturing that show... Tuca and Bertie. You watch that?
Yeah, I watched the first episode.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, I feel like it was better than that, but I watched it a while ago, so maybe I've changed as a person.
Tuca and Bertie got cancelled after one season, so.
Did? I thought it was great.
I didn't get all the way through it. Maybe that.
Yeah.
What's her name that's in that?
I'm not sure.
Let's check it out. So any fans of cartoons, Tuca and Bertie is available on Netflix and all your favourite streaming platforms.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the cartoon I want
to die on the hill of.
I don't know if I trust Tom.
That was in a lot of end of year best TV lists, I'll have you know.
In your filter bubble, maybe.
It's a great filter.
Yeah, true.
Unlike this one around my microphone right now.
So, obviously, we haven't been able to kind of meet up. Well, we kind of met up a bit. We had a live stream gig where we've met up and you guys have jammed together. But have you managed to have like a writing process at all or getting together whilst... You've been in lockdown, kind of Zoom chat.
Not really together. Before lockdown, we had maybe like 6 or 7 new songs. They were coming out thick and fast. But yeah, we haven't actually done any writing together. I think Tom's taken a load of ideas away. I've written some ideas as well. So as soon as we can get in a room together.
I'm going to buy an electric drum kit.
Oh, yeah,
decided.
That.
Is it going to be like all the samples on the next record then?
It's actually just for the steel drum samples. That's mainly why I want them.
Nice. Look forward to that. steel drums and a sock anarchy fist.
Yeah, that's reggae punk.
Oh gosh.
It sounds horrible.
So no gaming or anything. Would you be, are you gaming at all during these times? Will you end up working more? Or
definitely working quite a lot still, working from home, which is all right, I suppose. But
you got
I have actually in the last like 2 months, I'd say, been persuaded to start playing Warzone.
If you've never heard of
Call of Duty, you should check it out. And it's quite fun because it's cross platform, so I can play with all of my friends. And I've got quite into that actually. It's quite good fun. So I've been doing that.
That's pretty
I'm a year three in a new Stardew Valley farm, and it's the first time I've completed the community center. I'm in the post game now, and I'm just having a blast.
My control's broken, so I'm not playing anything.
The controller's broken. Devastated.
How did it break?
Oh, I don't know.
Rage quit.
I don't know. It feels like you do know.
I don't know. No. It's split in two. Right? It just out of the blue.
So what have you been doing then to fulfill your time other than Warzone? I guess James has been doing Warzone, but...
I've done a bit of it, not a huge amount, I gotta say.
On the defensive.
Yeah. Come on, man. I've been watching Mad Men.
Oh, cool.
And I will proudly talk about that.
He's a proud boy for Mad Men.
I'm a proud man.
You idolize every man in that show, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, they're all really, really good people.
No, but I am really enjoying it to the point where I think it's
a great
in
show.
My top three TV shows of all time, and I've not finished it yet.
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah.
What's the what are the other two of the top three? I'm intrigued now.
That's a great question. What would be in my top? You might want to fucking come back to me on this. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, we'll come back. What about?
I don't know.
I've got some music to play during now. Find out next
week.
That's
a genuinely good question, though. I don't know.
It's the Jeopardy music.
Pretty common question.
I don't ever really think about it.
Especially, you were so sure that Mad Men was one of them, even though you knew none of the others.
I didn't want to say it was my favorite.
Sounds like Mad Men's number one.
No, I didn't want to say that because I'm not sure of that.
But it's top three, definitely.
It feels like it's top three for me, yeah.
That's better than top five as well. That's why
I
was so specific.
I nearly
I
said
like, well,
top five, but then I thought about it. I went, nah, I'll commit.
I know my number one.
What is it?
Thank you for asking. The Americans.
That's not... Is it really your number one?
Number one.
I was about to tell you it's not, but then I realised you're you, so it is.
I'm me?
That's my number one.
Yeah, no, I guess I would put like Simpsons separate to everything, but if we're talking, you know, like drama,
I'm
that was it was between Mad Men and that show that I chose Mad Men for this round of watching. So perhaps I'll watch that next.
Mad Men is probably in my top three dramas, but Americans just blows everything away for me.
I love BoJack Horseman.
Yes, fantastic. Mm.
Oh yeah, that's a great comedy and drama.
And
I don't know. Mm-hmm. That seemed to get more dramatic every season. Each time.
Oh yeah.
I didn't think it could get more deep, and then they do a new season. You're like, really? Fucking hell.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, not an easy one.
No. I don't know if I know Americans. Can you give me a synopsis on that?
Yes. It is about two Russian spies during the Cold War who live in America, and you would think they're Americans, they have perfect accents and they know everything about the culture, and then an CIA agent moves in like next door, and it's like a classic like espionage, like is he gonna find out who they are while they're trying to like spy on the CIA, etc.
That could easily be one of those like
Sitcom.
Deep.
Oh,
it's like that.
It's like the FBI agent moves in next door.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, but it's got the best friend from Truman Show who stocks the vending machines.
Oh, yeah.
Is one of the main characters.
Yeah.
The gift shop girl from Scrubs and the guy who's now Perry Mason on HBO.
Okay.
Star-studded cast.
That's pretty good. All right, so if you guys were tomorrow allow... Well, if say we all got vaccinated, and then you got to hang out tomorrow, what would you watch? But it has to be a film, not a series. Ooh. And eat. What would be the absolute top thing that you guys would get together?
All three of us are getting together to eat.
Yeah.
So I will.
Is it bought?
I'll concede the choosing of the film to you guys. I feel like you're better than that.
I can't think of a film where we all like connect over.
Well, we'd have to.
We don't really talk about stuff.
Who are you?
I feel like your bio was like, that's why you came together, for a mutual love of films and music.
Well, you guys know that about that shit. All the
time. Yeah, we love the concept of film.
Film.
We've never gone deeper than that.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be an interesting decision to make, though. But like I said, I'd hand it over to you guys. Let's talk about...
I think we're watching South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that the other day again. And I watched Team America just last night. So...
And we're eating
pizza?
Pizza.
Nice. Yeah. Not bought.
Not bought. Maybe you have bought on the pizza if that was your vibe.
There's two vegetarians in the band, so...
Yeah, I was going to say.
Pescatarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Bort's is fish. So, there you go.
I'm kind of...
Bort's is fish is the new...
The report's just in. It doesn't look like we're fish.
It's like Soylent Green is people.
Yeah. But Bort's is fish, the band.
Actually, talking to Team America, I was just sent a meme earlier today with the and then the finger in the eye. That's a classic scene.
I forgot how funny it was.
It is funny.
I've honestly haven't seen that film since it came out, I think. And I forgot how funny it was when... They set it up for like the puppets to do something sick, and then they're just like,
and they just get ripped. Yeah.
So good.
That's good. So, where did the name Bort's come from? Then, there's an obvious question, but needs to be answered.
It just came to us. I can't really remember the process, but we thought about the name Bort singular, right? Am I right in thinking?
Right.
Yes.
And then...
Bort from Simpsons, then added the S, which is only slightly less ridiculous.
Yeah, that's literally it. And just from a session of trying to think of names, right?
It's kind of like...
What other sessions. Names did we have? Did we have any hilarious ones?
I think they were all Simpsons references.
Were they all?
I can think of one other.
Which
one? That was Topwise.
Topwise. That's Simpsons.
That does sound like a 90s soft rock band. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm thinking like Top Loader or something.
What about like, I was thinking on my run the other day, I was thinking about like our old band names and how hilariously cool they were.
Like what?
Like Comfortably Numb.
Comfortably Numb, Tailby's first band.
Very good.
Cheap Regrets, mine, which is named after a Green Day lyric. What was Skies Collide? That was a good one, Tom. Yep. I was thinking about those.
Thought over.
Good time to think on the runs.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
Gotta get it in when you can.
That's when I do my thinking.
If you were to play a track for the EP that you want people to hear, and it wasn't a Bort's track, what would you play?
I will shout out our friends. We'll shout out Paul because he's in the other room.
Yeah, definitely shout out.
Nice.
Shout
hey, Paul.
Out to Paul.
Yeah, shout out to
you
Paul.
You know, he's a good band. Modern Rituals.
Oh, yeah, that's our friends.
They
have a good band.
they have this song called something about a bull, but it's really good.
Something about a bull.
It's not called that exactly, but I don't look at track names when I'm listening to albums. You know, it just goes to the next track. It's like,
yeah, a lot of tracks.
It's like the bull never wins or something.
The bull never wins.
It's so so heavy and excellent.
So would you say that you are more of an album guy than a single guy?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Ah.
Yeah, 100%. I have to listen like front to back. I guess it's like a comfort thing. You're used to where things come. And then like if I'm listening to a playlist, I just get stressed out.
You know what I really hate actually? I was thinking about this.
On your run?
On a run. Yeah. Is when someone releases a great single, but that single doesn't belong to an album. It's just
frustrating. Easy.
Oh, like a Cut to the Feeling by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Exactly. It's easy to lose track of those songs, I find. You lose exactly, them in the ether.
Yeah, Real Love Baby, Father John Misty, that's not on an
like
album.
When, what context do you listen to them? Do you like add it to the end of an album playlist to pretend it's on there?
No. Exactly.
It's bad. And then it gets released as like a B-side on a rarities album, which no one cares about. I tell you what else fucking pisses me off. I was thinking about this earlier.
Oh, he's off.
On. Here we go.
In movie posters, when people are lined up in a row and then they got the names above them. And
oh,
the names
so annoying. No, I'm with you on that. I think that every now and then too.
How hard can it be? They must have had the photo before.
Oh,
they
mate, that
it.
Is
I
incredible.
Always think when like a TV show starts and they're listing the names of actors as the scene's going, I think they should like make the effort to like when the name comes up, that's the person talking.
Because you're like going like the old friends.
Really spell
friends
it out
montage.
For us.
Yeah.
No, I
feel like I'm gonna notice that more and more now. But I just every time I see a film poster I'm just gonna close my eyes just to
hang out with me for a day and you'll start noticing all sorts of
hide
things.
It's
like on Reddit people do a like before and after photos, and they put the after on the left and the before on the right.
That's insane.
It happens all the time, and I think they do it just so they get more comments saying, "What are you doing?"
Well, it's a good ploy if that's the case.
Yeah,
yeah.
Gotta hand it to him.
Yep, I'll upvote that.
Modern Rituals, is that Tom Hill?
It is. Yes.
Ah, cool. He's done some sessions in the studio that I work at, Spiral Studios in Guildford.
A very fine man.
I think he did. He recorded that last Modern Rituals album, didn't he?
He did. I was in that band for a bit.
So was I.
I was not.
I always forget that. I was in the first iteration of that band.
So the band that you're actually giving a shout out to, both of you were in. Fantastic.
Yeah, we said our friends' bands. We were talking about each other.
That's true. That's true. Cool. Yeah, I would check it out.
Nice.
I should probably shout out some other bands as well, by the way.
You can do. Do you want to do some band shout outs?
Such as Snake Eyes, Brooker's new band. Mm-hmm. They're great.
Mm-hmm. Good band.
Getting a lot of traction. Fan of those. And Waco, of course, who we had a really hopeful gig slot lined up with over Christmas, I think, which got cancelled.
Their album.
Or never happened.
It's great.
It is great.
It's really good.
Well, yeah, I know we haven't been out, I don't know, when the last Bort's gig was, but do you have any weird tour stories from Bort's or even bands before? I guess if Bort's.
We've had some...
Well...
Good, go on.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of a funny Bort's one. There's like too many to even think of from before Bort's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I suppose that's
Bort's
a can of worms.
Specific. Don't open that can of worms. Don't look in that door.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we haven't.
What about that girl that tried to like have a conversation with you at that show in Trowbridge?
She was
on coke or something, and in between every song, she's trying to like talk two times.
It was quite.
Oh yeah,
that was quite an interesting one, wasn't it?
Yeah. When you called her out, then
she just carried on even worse, just like talking so loud, and it sounded sarcastic, but then afterwards she kept messaging us saying,
yeah, afterwards she was being incredibly sincere in a over the top way.
Yeah.
And then I felt bad for making fun of her.
Yeah, I think that's how it went.
I didn't think, yeah.
What a great story.
Did you give her a t-shirt?
Didn't have them at the time.
Yeah, same. Pretty much.
Pretty much geek.
That's a tenner, are you joking?
Absolutely not, man.
That's it, just pure chat.
Didn't have them at the time. Yeah, well, we haven't really been on tour. Well, we haven't been on tour as a band.
Yeah, I was thinking that one.
Yeah, so, you know, I can't wait to do so. It's got to be top of the list of things to want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
But we'll just wait and see.
Do you, what about any forecast? When do you reckon people are going to be out gigging again? Or is that?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe the end of, Q4. End of the year, I'd say. It's probably...
Yeah.
Q4. I want those papers on my desk by Monday.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe September.
Yeah.
You know, I think festivals will be tricky. But who am I to say? I am no scientist nor an expert of any kind. So.
No, I can't. I think realistically, well, look at this in UK, we're probably looking at next year, but maybe some very small events before then.
I was just trying to be optimistic. I think that too, but I didn't want to neg everyone out, but you've just said it now, so
this is real now.
It's okay, you made sure people knew that you weren't a scientist. So
yeah, it's all good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's how I feel for sure.
Isn't there, I saw there was like Yumi at 6 gigs in July or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. There are. You know, there are still people that have got stuff booked in pretty early, I'd say. But they might be, like, socially distanced ones, in which case.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm not into that. I'd rather wait than go
wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
What about the Flaming Lips deal? That looks pretty fun.
That looks pretty wild.
That looks pretty
although
fun.
Although the signs they have to hold up, whether if they're too yeah, if they're too hot or they
quite
need
demeaning. I need the toilet, yeah.
I thought that it sounds a bit... They have give you like a towel, a bottle of water and a fan. It
yeah,
sounds
yeah.
a bit like being in the gym. Like similar environment.
Yeah. And I bet it
yeah.
smells like that too.
I don't know, yeah.
All those sweaty little balls.
Yeah, imagine how it smells in Wayne Coyne's ball. All that hair and that suit.
So...
I was parked up to a dressing room of theirs once at a festival. It was like, ours was right next door to
was
theirs.
Was it?
And I was, yeah, I was really hoping to meet them. I was like kind of
oh, that'd be
waiting
so
for
good.
That'd
them.
Be
and
wicked.
That'd
and
be
then
great.
There's a security guy on there. And he's like, they're not in there. They're not even going to be here all day. It's just an empty dressing room. So I got sad.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, it's rock and roll, baby. But socially distanced gigs, no.
What was the Flaming Lips story then for...
So you know how he rides the crowd in like a Zorb ball in
oh,
their
right,
big
yeah.
gigs. So they have filled venues with like 100 individual balls that groups of up to 3 can be in and enjoy the gig from the safety of the ball, which has like a speaker that plays the music into it. You get signs saying if you need the toilet, and they'll let you go to the toilet. I think that's about it. But it looks amazing just because it's so like unique. Just seeing all those balls.
Yeah, yeah, it's
definitely
gorgeous.
One to try.
When I played some shows with the Data Remember once, and they ran across the crowd in Zorb balls too. It was always a really big fiasco, I thought. Big kerfuffle.
How do you get into a Zorb ball mid-song? Or do you have to wait? Just right. be like, excuse me, wait, everybody.
Yeah, he probably goes off stage.
Yeah, this is like his outfit change,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and then he just
gets to get in the ball.
Be right back, boys!
In the ball and fucking distributed across the crowd.
I remember Gogol Bordello singer riding like a rubber dinghy across the main stage crowd at Reading. Yeah,
classic festival move.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's good. I've seen a couple of people ride a blow-up alligator at Punk Rock Holiday. That was fun.
Punk Rock Holiday.
Did Motion City Soundtrack used to have a big shark? Remember that?
No. On stage, did you say?
Inflatable.
You're thinking
one.
Of the Meg.
Yeah, same thing, isn't it? Same difference, mate.
You know what's cooler than an inflatable alligator?
A real one?
A billion inflatable alligators.
A real one's a fair shout, though.
Yeah, imagine that. He's just snapping at people.
Very cool.
I was going to say, it'd be good to do like one of the Joiners and Fighting Cocks tours and then bring a Zorb ball with you and see if you can pull off getting into a Zorb ball.
You wouldn't go very far.
I don't even think a Zorb ball would fit. Yeah, I think Fighting Cocks or Joiners.
Get stuck just immediately, I think.
It definitely wouldn't fit on the stage with the equipment.
No, my drums would be everywhere.
Something to try.
Perhaps a miniature one somehow. I don't know how that would work.
You just get crushed into a small ball and roll about.
We've got to get like a band hamster and like throw him out into the crowd in his little ball.
One a day.
You know someone's taken that with them.
Yeah. That's the issue.
Same guy every game.
This house full of dead hamsters.
Richard Gere. That was not true.
That's it. News just in. As soon as Borts get on tour, you get a free hamster. There's a chance to get a hamster every show.
Only if you can.
Yeah, you got to fight them off.
Yeah, you have to fight them off.
You got
to
fight the hamster off.
And prove that you can provide it with a good home.
These aren't just your normal hamsters. We go to extreme lengths to genetically modify massive hamsters.
Huge fighting hamsters.
Yeah.
What about capybara? They're cool.
They are cool. Yeah.
Are they like those little things?
They're quite big.
They're massive hamsters, and they're just so chilled.
Yeah.
Really.
I saw a video of a pelican trying to eat one. And it just wasn't reacting because it's so big and the beak wouldn't go around it, but it just like stayed there. Being cute.
Gotta see that.
Pelicans are so funny. Pelicans, by the
they
way.
Are only,
I know.
So bonkers when you huge, see them just it? Hanging out and it's just like not full of like food. Yeah. It's like you see the classic pictures.
It's funny because they like evolved that way like over so long. Like that must have just got bigger and bigger. Yeah. Like, nope.
We need another inch.
And we'll be answering to them in the end.
They'll be just sitting on the highest points they can, pecking at us. There.
Brexit.
Yeah, Brexit. Yeah.
How many fish do you reckon you can fit in a pelican's beak?
Are they
not many?
Are they fished
Brexit.
From British waters or are they European?
It's a riddle as old as time itself,
well,
isn't it?
It's a riddle as old as 25 days or whatever it is now. Yes, 25 days.
25.
I reckon five.
Five fish?
No,
mate.
No. I'm trying to think of. You have to think about the different fish. It's going to be like one tuna.
Where are you getting the fish from?
And
where's the pelican from?
Yeah, where is this pelican from?
Brexit.
Is it a Cornish pelican? Is that even a thing?
Legends.
I don't even know where pelicans are from.
I don't.
No, me neither.
Not Cornwall? I would say I'm not sure though. I could be wrong. Could be wrong.
Well, they're scary anyway. I can't think about them anymore because I'm scared.
Okay.
Swans are scary.
Something to consider for the rest of the Brexit situation. slightly more topical. Next single is Snow in Hell, which I don't even know if we've said yet, but
we have now.
Looking forward to
it's
that
out there now.
And it snowed. Did you do anything in the snow?
Yeah, it did. We went for I went to a walk to Waitrose in it.
Oh, sick.
And also took the dog out. It was my dog's first experience of snow. Wow. We got up nice and early. Ooh, Larry, of course, off of the video. So we got up nice and early, took him out.
We were texting like, we should probably do a video.
I did.
Actually, I was asleep at
this
point.
I texted saying we should do a video. It's snowing. Snow and hell's coming out. Taylor was like, yeah, sure. Tom didn't reply.
I set a fucking...
I woke up at about 6, looked out the window and went, wow, that's amazing. And then went back to sleep, woke up and it was all gone.
Yeah, that's true. It went to sludge pretty quick. But if it happens again this weekend, you know what we should do?
Stay safe and away from each other.
Should make a snowball.
Yeah, stay safe and away from each other.
I did set the camera up to film it melting. So we'll see what comes of that for feeling particularly abstract. Not even abstract. Completely the opposite of abstract, really. But
pretty literal. Doesn't get much more literal than just filming melting
stuff
ice.
Have you still got snow around, or is it all...
It's knocking about, yeah, but it's all ice now.
It's knocking about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool. Slipping out then.
I thought it was quite magical. It changed it up. I mean...
Well, it wasn't.
It was lovely. I love waking up to that. Like, you can see the light through the curtains. It's a little different. Yeah.
That's why I looked out the window. I was like, "What's that weird color?"
Why is it glowing?
And it looked like the beginning of Muppet's Christmas Carol, where it goes across all the roofs because I'm so high up. And then I said, "You there, boy?"
I have to say that is a great film. That's my top 3 Christmas films.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Definitely number 1 Christmas for me.
What, Muppet's Christmas Carol?
Yeah. It's a tearjerker every time.
Mm-hmm. Michael Caine at his best.
I think I probably watched it the most out of all Christmas films. When I was a kid, I watched it multiple times every Christmas. It's a good one.
Yeah, we had the VHS. It was like always in there.
Crisp.
I don't really like Christmas films.
I've never really bothered with them.
Have you seen the Muppets Christmas Carol?
Yeah,
that's sick.
It's more about the Muppets, but it's definitely about
the
Christmas
Carol.
It's
the Christmas or the Carol. I've just remembered that I think Curb Your Enthusiasm would be in my top 3 of all time.
That's strong.
Okay. So there's 2 of my top 3.
That's a good one.
Okay. Then we need one more.
We don't need one more.
My housemate has watched Sopranos like 5 times in the last year, I think. So he likes that one.
Right. It's up there, for sure.
I think that might be next on our list.
What about Breaking Bad?
It's good.
It's good.
It's not top 3.
It's not the one.
Amazing at the time, but like it hasn't stuck with me like some of the others.
No.
I remember, I think, Dom, we both watched the finale together, and it was incredible. Like it felt like a real moment because everyone had been watching it all that time.
That was when we
do go on.
Yeah. The day of a finale and a first.
Speak for yourself.
No, Breaking Bad is good though still. I
love Better Call Saul.
Tell me uncomfortable.
Better Call Saul, yeah. Better.
Better Call Saul, better.
I
agree with you. I think it sort of started off at the same level, you know, that Breaking Bad was towards the end, because they, you know, they took everything they'd learned and they just kept it going.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's solid. So, to kind of bring it all together then, the top 3 shows that people need to check out is Curb Your Enthusiasm and Mad Men.
That's just mine.
That's just... And there's only 2, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Any other takeaways from this chat? Snow and Hell is coming out next month.
Yeah.
I'm thoroughly looking forward to
that. Yeah, let's talk about Snow and Hell,
shall we? When we first recorded the album and we first got the very... Like the desk mixes, the desk bounces back, rather. It became my favourite song. And probably still is.
Top three.
Top three. Don't ask me what my other two are.
Yeah, it is a great song. I love this one. Can't wait for it to come out. It's really hard for me to play live.
I think the middle eight of this song is possibly... It's top three moments on the album, for sure.
Ooh. What are the other two?
Something to listen out for, the middle eight.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, just skip to that.
Also, there's a reference in the lyrics, right?
Hmm?
Yeah, I think there's a reference in the lyrics. It was like the last lyric you wrote in the studio. It was like literally 10 was, minutes yeah. before we even went in to do it.
Second verse.
Same as the first?
I think it's Queen of the Harpies from The Simpsons, right?
Queen of the Harpies, yeah. That's first verse, I believe.
Sorry.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, God, did I really come up with that on the spot?
And then you mentioned recording it. What was the recording process of the album? Where did you record?
We recorded with Lewis Johns at The Ranch, which is a place we've all been through a few times with other bands in the last 10 years or so, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Awesome studio.
And... Yeah, awesome studio, awesome producer Lewis and our friend Kurt as well, who was engineering that record.
Yeah,
we went in and did all the music live, which was really fun. Never done that before. And then, yeah, did vocals and weird shit to it afterwards.
Yeah, it was good fun. I really enjoyed recording the drums, the bass and the one guitar live. Was
it? Yeah, I think it kind of got that at done quite fast, so we had more time at the rear end to play around.
We only had like a week in the studio to do it all, and so just fucking got it done, and it was really good fun. And I think
there was dogs, loads of dogs around.
Too many. Nah, not too
many.
Oh,
that's cool. Definitely gives that element of like raw vibe, but I think it's something that they do really well at The Ranch as well, just kind of like have that live feel, but it's still really, really well produced. It doesn't, because I think there's a lot of danger when you kind of bands go, oh yeah, we want to be raw, and then you don't want it to be literally raw like a demo recording, yeah. But you want to give that feeling, and I think recording it all together live at the same time just really helps that
energy in it.
Energy, that's
the energy
the one.
That you get from playing it all like you would be at a show, not quite, but near enough. For sure, and that just translates, I think.
Nice. Was that the first time you guys had recorded that, like that then, or at from other bands?
We did the EP with Kurt at The Ranch as well.
Was that
didn't
live?
Do it live though.
Did we not?
I don't think so. I think we may have done bass and drums, I suppose, but maybe not the guitar.
We did that Tireless album. That was a band I was in. We did the whole thing live like that, and it was the same thing. Also recorded by Lewis, and it's just so much fun.
Yeah,
you don't get that the dragging where one person's doing something for ages, and then the rest of you start to resent them.
Yeah, it's true.
And then the vocals and lead guitar lines.
Yeah, that's
dropped in over.
That's
the
when I resent, because. Just sit around.
Hey, you're on some of the vocals, yeah, man. One of this them. Is a first for James Taylor.
Yeah, I recorded vocals for the first time. Apart from, I've done gang vocals, but I attempted melodic vocals for the first time.
Nice.
Will
you
awful.
Be doing it again?
No. Not in a rush, anyway.
He's a gang vocaler.
Yeah, good trade. At that. I'll stick to that.
Yeah. I have to say that is my preference. Nice, nice. Okay, well... I think that's my questions out. It was. Does anybody have anything to leave the listeners with at this point in time?
Just stay safe.
Be quiet.
Stay safe. Be quiet.
Nah, and
get out in the snow.
And look out behind you.
Watch out for the birds with human bums.
And keep listening to our songs. Thank you.
Definitely really listen to Boards.
Listen to the songs. Get Sold. Me and the Demons. Coming out soon as Snow and Hell.
The album.
All those
a whole
songs.
Lot. And we really appreciate you listening to it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's,
thank you.
All, yeah, they all sound amazing. And I didn't give a shout out to Lee Jackson, actually.
Oh, shout to Lee.
Shout out to Lee, because he sent me an email going, dude, check out these guys. And I was just like, fuck, these guys are sick. And then, there we go.
Lee is the... Yeah, I mean, he's the reason that we're doing this, obviously, and he was super helpful for us in those very early phase of having an album. He was great. So, yeah, big shout out to Lee.
Super helpful dude, Lee Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. Great. Well, yeah, thanks very much for joining me tonight, guys. It's been a...
Yeah, no worries.
Insightful.
It's been a pleasure.
Fun chats. And, yeah, that was the first episode of Lockjaw Records podcast 2021.
Oh yeah,
thanks for listening. So you made it to the end of this epic journey with me speaking to Borts for the first Lockjaw podcast of 2021. If you like what you hear, then you can check out Borts on any of your favorite streaming platforms, or if you're following Constant Bangover, our epic skate punk playlist, then check him out on there. And you can find them on socials, on Instagram and Facebook, Band of Borts. So the at Band of Borts for Instagram. And yeah, if you want to keep up with our Lockjaw podcast, then don't forget to subscribe and like and share this podcast with all your pals. Keep safe, and I shall speak to you next time. Bye.